6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Make sure you join the Tickets Bracket Challenge on ESPN's Tournament Challenge app. Join the group by going to 937 The Tickets Twitter page and clicking on the link. The tweet with the link is pinned at the top of the page. It's completely free, and the top brackets will win prizes from our station. So fill out the bracket today before tomorrow's tip-off. First game, 11:15 a.m. It's Louisville and Creighton tomorrow. So pick your champion right now before then. Update on the weather. I got a text from Trevor in Seward. You'll like the sip. He said power just went out in Seward as of a half hour ago. And the problem here is that Seward is out of snow days. And so they have an e-learning day with no power apparently right now.
No power, huh? It's kind of lightening up in here a little bit.
I think this is temporary.
Is it? Am I wrong?
We are still in a blizzard warning until 10 p.m. today.
Oh, God.
It won't be that bad until 10 p.m., but I think it'll stop.
I thought it stopped snowing at 3 or something like that.
What this says. I see the snow stopping around 3 or 4 o'clock, but consistently pretty heavy snow.
Right now, though, it seems like it lightened up a little bit. Am I wrong?
Temporarily. Pretty solid snow coming our way. But
I'm trying to put a good face.
If anybody has any other updates you want to report to on weather, let us know. We'll try to make sure people are safe and know what's happening out there in the roads. But I just got confirmation. Mike, so Sanderson texted and said there's not even any snowflakes yet in Hickman. Mike called and confirmed no snowflakes in Hickman. It's been snowing here since like 6:45.
That's extraordinary. I might just drive to Hickman. All right. Let's get to Tobin Anderson.
We should do that. Okay. Yeah. So you brought up earlier on the game show, Sip, Fairleigh Dickinson, who had, of course, the massive upset against Purdue, the second ever 16 seed to beat a 1 seed. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tobin Anderson was the head coach of that team. And when Rick Pitino went from Iona to St. John's, Iona hired Fairleigh Dickinson's Tobin Anderson to take over for that job. He thought, okay, this is a no-brainer. He won as a 16 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? 2 years and done. Fired this week by Iona after a 33-33 record through 2 seasons, replacing Rick Pitino with the Gales. So, as I said, life comes at you fast. That was pretty quick for Tobin Anderson.
Well, and listen, this is peculiar. And now people are going to find it peculiar why we're even talking about it, but it is an example of life coming at you fast. Iona this year won 3 straight games to end the regular season and 2 games in the MAAC tournament, including an upset of the number 1 seed, which was Quinnipiac. It finished, Jake, this team was 12-8 in the league. This wasn't a disaster. at all.
They expect to make the dance almost every year at Iona.
Right. Iona's, you know, think
about Siena, Iona. Those are always teams that are in the dance, or are more often than not.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
They want to win that conference every year.
I don't know what they're thinking here. The AD commented. He said, you know, all the nice things. He has been a valuable member of our Iona community. He did say something illuminating in a sense, that it's illuminating in the sense that we all have to be mindful of this part. The AD for Iona said, with the impact of NIL changing college basketball in ways no one could have imagined, Iona feels the need to shift the direction of our men's basketball program. This requires an overhaul of our entire business model and program structure. There you go. Now, what I read there, if you're just trying to read into, is that maybe Tobin Anderson wasn't really comfortable in that environment. The AD thought we have to change our structure. Maybe they weren't on the same page.
It's possible.
You heard the South Alabama coach. South Alabama had a good year in that Sun Belt Conference, and you heard that South Alabama coach say something curious. We don't even have NIL. To which I would say to him, well, you probably should, right?
At least something.
Yeah, shouldn't you, as the head coach? Now, then it becomes a philosophical decision. I would say, as a head coach, shouldn't you exert yourself in that way and take control and get your players some money? That's a philosophical discussion, because some people would say, no, that's not a head coach's job. That's the job of somebody else.
Does he have a GM, though? I'm going to say no. He has an AD and it's him. Now, this is a smaller school. Sun Belt schools are not big. And so if you want to be elite and get over the hump, you might need to do something that you don't want to do.
Well, then
but they did tie for the regular season title in the Sun Belt. They were a good team this year.
Yeah, South Alabama. You can Huskerize the discussion in a couple ways, actually. We always do this thing with Fred where we say, Fred Hoiberg, he just doesn't have enough NIL money. Well, isn't that partly his fault, his job?
It should be, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's a question.
I would say yes. It is partially your fault.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think you can.
If you have a problem with NIL and getting players, then you are the head coach. Then do something about it. That's easier said than done. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you have that power, you can use it in some capacity.
One would
to make
think,
something happen.
Yeah, I don't think a head coach can completely divorce himself from the conversation, which is, hey, I just don't have the money to get the guys I want. Okay. Wait a second now. Let's just think about it. Now, I'm not saying that Fred's doing that either, but if that is the situation, I think you turn that around on the coach and say, no. You have to be involved in that and help. And
hey, guys, Jake Sorensen, close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now, picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
So it feels what I would say. It feels like a weak excuse. Now back to Iona. They fired a coach. They fired a coach who just went 12-8 in the league, that just won his final three regular season games and won two games in the conference tournament. After two seasons, they let him go. Now you're seeing this around Kyle Neptune, the Villanova coach. Three seasons. That's right. All he got. Three seasons. No NCAA tournament appearances at Villanova. He got whacked. Three seasons. That's all yes. They're giving him. That's all they gave these guys. There's clearly, you know, ADs at different places think differently about how to proceed, you know, as opposed to, hey, let's give Kyle Neptune a couple more years to see if he can do this. He hasn't had enough time, you know. Let's give Tobin Anderson some time. I have a feeling Iona was more of a Tobin Anderson kind of stiff-arming the whole NIL thing a little bit. That's what it felt like to me. I don't know. Who knows? It's Iona.
Well, again,
I've been following that. Oddly, though, I've been not following Iona closely, but I understood Iona basketball at a very young age because Valvano was there. Jim Valvano was the Iona coach, and he was. And they had Jeff Ruland. I don't know if you remember Jeff Ruland.
I do not remember
that name. Big man. Played for the Washington Bullets. Was a star at Iona when I was a kid. When I was a young kid. And Jeff Ruland was a big-time college player. And well, Iona was a good program.
This is a coach that was on top of the world 2 years ago. FDU beats Purdue. Second ever one seed to ever win a game in the tournament. And now
what?
He's out of a job.
Now what? He'll find another job quick.
Yeah, but you know he's at FDU and Iona, is that going to go big time?
No.
Staying that level?
No, he'll be maybe back in Division II.
Possibly so.
Who knows?
And speaking of Division II, you know, that's where Ben McCollum had been from Northwest Missouri State, went to Drake. Again, he will not get the Indiana job. That's going to Darian DeVries, who was the head coach at Drake prior to Ben McCollum. He went to West Virginia for 1 year with the son, Tucker.
Yeah.
So if you're Iowa, you're thinking, all right, I mean, it sounded like Iowa wanted to get DeVries was maybe their number one target, but McCollum, if it is Ben McCollum that ends up going to Iowa, that's a wonderful choice.
It would seem like it to me too.
Wonderful choice.
Yeah, he crushed it at Northwest Missouri.
Yes, and this year at Drake, what's the record?
They won 32 games,
32-3,
or 33 games. Yeah. He's now the question.
Drake is 30-3.
Okay, now here's the question. What about West Virginia? If McCollum had the choice between West Virginia and Iowa, which I think is very plausible that he will, what would you do? What would you advise him to do? West Virginia or Iowa?
I would take Iowa.
Would you?
Yeah.
By a landslide?
Why would you go to West Virginia? I know that the previous coach of Drake went there, but that doesn't mean you have to go follow his footsteps again.
Well, I don't think it's a slam dunk.
I don't either. But
West Virginia has a basketball tradition.
Iowa does somewhat too.
Right. I think it's a close call.
Where is the more pressure to win at, Iowa or West Virginia? I would say West Virginia has more pressure to win than Iowa.
Now,
right?
Now you're because using that against West Virginia. I would almost use that for them. Wouldn't a coach say that's where I want to be? I want to be at the place where there's pressure. Darian DeVries didn't pick a place where there's no pressure. There's enormous pressure at Indiana. You see what I'm saying?
I'm saying if
a lot of guys don't run from pressure, they run to
it. I would be curious if West Virginia has McCollum number one on their list. Like I think Iowa now has McCollum number one on their list. Where's their head at? Is it McCollum or bust? I think right now at Iowa, it's going to be McCollum or bust.
I don't know.
I don't think the same can be said at West Virginia. By the way, the power is flickering on and off here at the station. So if we go off, please let us know. We're on right now.
I want to go back to something you said. There are coaches that run to pressure, Jake. Kalen DeBoer ran to pressure.
Yes.
They want the pressure. They want to be in
that. I think there's still pressure at Iowa, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they McCaffrey made the tournament in half of his 15 years.
There's pressure.
That'd be awesome at Nebraska. We'd love that at Nebraska.
But I don't think there's a lot of coaches that sit and look at it and say, I want to go to a place where there's less pressure. No.
I don't think it's way less pressure at Iowa than it is at West Virginia. It's very close. It's similar.
I think, now going to the Indiana hire, I wonder what you think. I think it's underwhelming, Darian DeVries.
Going to Indiana?
For Indiana, it's underwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, but would you want, the other name was Brad Brownell there from Clemson.
Where was Beard in this discussion?
I don't know. Again, we both thought Chris Beard should be target one, and maybe he was. Maybe he said, I'm good. I don't want that job.
Why wouldn't he want that job?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's the case. Chris Beard. Maybe they didn't want to mess with Chris Beard because of his off-the-court stuff with, you know, the reason he's at Ole Miss because he's lost the Texas job.
Yeah.
Because of a flare-up. But I just think it's a little underwhelming.
It is, but I think he's a good basketball coach, but I understand why you're underwhelmed. By the way, Bolt, you can find the tickets bracket at the top of our Facebook or Twitter pages. It's pinned there, so please get on that by tomorrow at 11 a.m. as soon as possible. It'll be great. We'll wrap things up next with the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.